Hallelujah. I think God has some things to say tonight. Praise God. I think God has some things to do tonight. I appreciated what Reverend Annie said. Open up our hearts real big. Amen. Come on, God is going to meet with us in the midst of our expectation. Do you have an expectation? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Turn with me in your Bibles tonight to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verse 8, praise God. I don't know about you, but I'm loving this life with God. Come on, there's no life like a life with God. Praise the Lord. I'm loving every minute of it. Come on, I'm purposing that every minute of it is just getting better and better and better. The Bible says that the path of the just shines ever brighter until the coming perfect day. And so I want you to know, contrary to what the world says, in this life with God, this Christian life, there is no burnout. There is no fade out. Come on, there is no getting old. Come on, there is no things diminishing. Come on, we do it all wonderful, and then your season passes. Come on, this life with God, we're always in it. God is always with us. He's always progressing us, increasing us. And it doesn't matter how good it's been. It can always get gooder. Come on, can it get gooder? Come on, it doesn't matter how much of God you've seen, you can always see something more. Come on, something else. I'm expecting this weekend that you're going to hear something from God. Come on, that you're going to see something from God. Come on, that you can experience something of God. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8 says, now this is the Apostle Paul, and he was talking to a group of people. Do I have a group of people here tonight? He said this. He said, for from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith toward God has gone out so that we do not need say anything. Hallelujah. Come on, this is the testimony that we want. Come on, that the word of the Lord is coming forth from us. Come on, that our faith toward God has gone out for people to see it, to know it. It is our testimony. Praise God. Come on, we are faith people. Come on, we are faith folks. Come on, we are the faith-filled folks. Amen. And this should be what we're working toward, our testimony, that we're living by faith. Come on, not just having a little bit of faith sometimes. Come on, not dredging up a little faith when I'm in a desperate moment. I'm talking about living every day from the moment I arise to the morning, to the moment I lay my head to sleep. I'm living by faith. I'm living in faith. And I'm living my faith out loud. Come on, ladies, this is not the day to be silent about who our God is, about what He has done for us, about who you are in Him, about what is capable through you for Him. Come on, this is the time that we are to rise up in faith. I'm talking about a real spirit of faith. And I'm not talking about just the definition, you know, we believe and therefore we speak, praise God. I'm talking about there is a spirit of faith. I'm talking about an overcoming faith. I'm talking about an eye of the tiger faith. Come on, I'm talking about a radical faith. I'm talking about a take hold, a bulldog tenacity. Come on, where we take hold of the word of God. And we hang on with it. Come on, we work it. We believe it. We speak it. We act upon it until we see it come to pass. I'm talking about a radical faith. Come on, is that the kind of faith we're living? How about a giant killing, slaying? How about a giant? Hallelujah, I'm talking about a winning faith. Come on, because Christ is in you, you are destined to win. Come on, you are destined to win now. You are destined to reign victoriously in this life. That's the spirit of faith. I love that Brother Hankins, you know, Mark Hankins, he always says this. He says that the spirit of faith will make you swing out over hell on a cornstalk and spit in the devil's eye. Come on, I'm feeling that tonight. Are you? Come on, throw your shoulders back. It's time to hang on to the word of God, swing out, and kick the devil in the face. Amen. Amen. Woo. Woo. The spirit of faith. An another thing he says, the spirit of faith will make a tadpole slap a whale. Come on, the spirit of faith will make you not cower to any problem, any test, any trial, any opposition, any mountain, anything that's standing in your way. Come on, the spirit of faith will make you rise up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, in the Bible, we can see the spirit of faith made a young guy named David at the age of 14 go after a warrior giant named Goliath with a slingshot. Come on, he didn't have the best equipment. He didn't have all the natural stuff. He wasn't all guarded up and geared up. But he had something. Come on, he had a spirit of faith on him. He knew his God. He knew he had a covenant with God. And he knew who he was in God. Hallelujah. I believe there's a giant slayer in you. Come on, I believe there's a giant slayer in me. Come on, and it's time to activate.
Yes.
It's time to activate. It's time to take the world by storm. Isn't that what the Bible says? I think it's Acts, what, 17, maybe verse 6. It says that with their faith, they went out and they turned the world upside down. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is a great life we're living. It's a life of faith. To be the faith, folks, is what it's all about. Hallelujah. You know, the spirit of faith is really connected to the Holy Spirit himself. David had the spirit upon him, it says. But I want to remind you tonight that you have the spirit within you, John 14, 17. For you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. The Holy Spirit is not someone who comes and goes. Come on, he's taken up residence on the inside of us. Hallelujah. And the Spirit is also upon us. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. For you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. Hallelujah. Come on, this Spirit, this Holy Spirit that gets upon us brings power to our life. Come on, he brings us something that comes upon, overtakes us, calls us to stand up and look life right in the eye and say, that's it, I'm going, I'm winning, I'm overcoming. This Holy Spirit, I love the Holy Spirit. We love the Holy Spirit. We're the faith-filled folks, but we're the Holy Spirit gang. Come on, I got any gang members, any Holy Ghost gang members in here with me? We love the Holy Ghost. Come on, we know when we met the Holy Ghost, everything changed. Glory to God. I was thinking about that. Why does someone join a gang? They join a gang to belong. They join a gang to have an identity. They join a gang really to have a purpose. Hallelujah. And so in these days, we have to realize that God is counting on some people somewhere. Come on, to be the faith-filled Holy Ghost gang. He's looking for those people, hallelujah, that he can work through, that he can move through. Glory to God. Oh, yeah, and by the way, as that's happening, we do get all the blessings. Praise the Lord. You know, some of the world is so focused on just bless me, bless me, bless me. But I found a long time ago that it's just a whole lot better to see God moving through you, operating through you. Hallelujah. So it's a privilege to be part of this Holy Ghost, part of this faith-filled gang of God. Hallelujah. I believe tonight we're going to be strengthened up, come on, as the faith-filled Holy Ghost gang. You know, there's a lot of things that come in a life with God through Jesus Christ. So it's about a life with God through Jesus Christ. Jesus the Word. Jesus the Word. Through Jesus Christ the Spirit. So relationship with God. We have to be very active in our life in the Word and our life in the Spirit. But as we have a life with God through Jesus Christ, by faith, with the Holy Ghost, things come, things that God says about us, things that God desires for us. And so tonight I want to talk to you a little bit about a phrase. I was last week, you know, just I wasn't really at the time thinking about the conference, although I'd been praying a little bit and wasn't real sure what the Lord was going to have me preach or have me do. And all of a sudden I was walking, I think it was through my den, I was just walking and I heard the Lord say something. And when he said it, I stopped. Because the Lord said, the bold and the beautiful. The bold, and when he said, the instant he said it, I stopped. And I thought, this is it. He's talking about you. Come on, the bold and the beautiful. He's talking about me, praise the Lord. Come on, he's talking about us. Come on, the bold and the beautiful, hallelujah. That's one thing that we get when we step into this life in Christ. We become the bold and the beautiful. Hallelujah. Boldness means, at first, for one definition of boldness I love is just spirited. To be spirited. You can't be bold and just be like dull, like just sit around doing nothing. Come on, with boldness, there's a spirited part of it. It means courage. It means bravery. It means fearlessness. It means confidence. It means assurance. It means liberty. Living in liberty, totally free of intimidation. And so God is calling us in this hour to be bold people. To be bold people of God. I was reading a definition. You know, there are all kinds of definitions, all kinds of places. And sometimes the Lord has me look at them and sometimes not. But I was looking at one definition, all these different aspects, and this is what I wrote. We can say that a bold Christian is brave and courageous, standing prominently in view, unafraid to live their faith in God by words and actions. Come on, when people see you, they ought to know something's different about you. Come on, when they see how you live, when they see how you approach things, they ought to say, wow, something, there's something about them. It's the boldness of the Lord. The bold believer is a believer that stands out as a disciple of Christ. Come on, not one that's blending in with the culture. Come on, not one that's bending their ways, compromising on the Word of God because this is popular or this is the way things are going. No, the bold believer stands up in the fullness because why? There's power in God's Word. It is the truth that sets us free. And so there's power in us standing firmly in the will of God, in the plan of God, in the Word of God, and with the Spirit of God. And so I'm not talking tonight now about boldness as the world defines it or as the world has it. I'm talking about a boldness that comes from a relationship with God because it's God that gives boldness. It's God that gives power. It's God that gives authority. It's God that gives strength. Turn with me over to Proverbs 28. Hallelujah. Proverbs 28. Proverbs 28, I'm going to read verse 1. Proverbs 28, verse 1. Let's just kick off the chapter with something. The second part of that scripture says, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Come on, the righteous. Do I have any righteous people in the room tonight? Hallelujah. Now listen, when we hear this stuff, we have to instantly take on the identification of what God has said about us. We can't be thinking, yeah, but I'm this or no, but I know. We have to hear God has said the righteous. That's you and me and us. That we are bold as a lion. I'm not talking about bold as a kitty cat. I'm talking about a lion, the king of the jungle. You need to know how God sees you, how God speaks of you, how God thinks of you. And therefore, because God sees you that way, thinks of you that way, declares you that way, that means he gives us everything that we need to take upon ourselves that boldness and walk in it. Come on, ladies, it's time that we walk in it. Let me just stop right here and say something about boldness. Boldness does not mean that you're brazen, that you're outspoken, that you're rude. That's how the world might see it. But with God, it's not about a personality type. It's like only the loud and only the extroverts and the outgoing people can be bold. That's a lie. That's not true. This is not about personality. You can still be quiet. You can still be humble. You can still be kind, but yet be bold as a lion. Hallelujah. So let's just get that out on the record. Nobody tonight is disqualified. Nothing about your personality or your past or your family history or anything else disqualifies from you from walking in this truth. Bold as a lion. Do you know that in the jungle, nobody messes with the lion? All the lion has to do is roar, roar. I mean, he doesn't even have to attack. The roar of the lion is an intimidation to all those that are around him. Like, I'm here on the scene, you better back off. That's how the devil should feel about you when you get up in the morning. Come on, you got to roar from the word of God and the power of God. Praise the Lord. So there is a correlation we see here between righteousness and boldness. There's a correlation between righteousness and living in confidence, living with courage. We are righteous. That means what? That means, number one, we have a relationship with God. It means we're right standing with God. When do we get righteous? The minute we're saved. And I want to remind you that you will never, ever be more righteous than you are the moment that you're saved. Because righteousness is not about your works. It's about the power of the blood of Jesus and what he did for us. And so to be righteous means to have a relationship with God. And that means that we can have confidence in this life because we have a relationship with God. It means that we have a covenant with God. It means that God is with us. God is for us. God is never against us. It means that God's going to come alongside us and he's going to back us up in this life. Not just waiting on heaven, but he will back us up in this life. Amen. Being righteous means we have access to God himself, to the throne of God, to the power of God, to the life of God, to the goodness of God. It means we have God's ear. And we know this, it says in Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly. So first of all, God is calling you. He's saying, come on. Come on. Come on into my presence. Amen. He's not giving a bunch of all that. He just says, come boldly. Because we're righteous, come boldly. It's not a list of 20 things. Come on, he's not strenuous. He's calling us to come boldly. To the throne of grace, hallelujah, whereby we may obtain mercy and find help in a time of need. Come on, there's an invitation because we're righteous that we can just go right into the throne of grace and get whatever we need. Get whatever help we need. Get whatever we need. It's there available. And that's what causes us to live boldly. We can be confident. We can be assured that when we go to the throne, God is here. God is answering. And God, as long as we're receiving. Remember, Reverend Annie, open up your heart. There is a part of us connecting with God, being a partner with God. Hallelujah. But if you really absolutely knew that by boldness, God says with great confidence, most assuredly, absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, you're to come before the throne and just get what you need. If the church just had a revelation of that, everything would be different. There would be no more scared of a report, a bad report that comes. There would be no more intimidation of a bank account that looks like you can't have your needs met. Come on. But we're to come boldly. What does that mean? It means that we have to walk into some boldness. It means that if you're not seeing yourself as bold, if you're not keeping yourself with the Spirit in that bold place of a life with God, then there might be some disconnect about you getting into the throne of God. Wow. Oh, don't we always love it when it's all up to God? Everybody's shouting, everybody's standing on their feet. But it's the partnership. And so that's why boldness, you understanding boldness, you letting the spirit of boldness be upon you, you living out boldness is so important for your life. It's not a personality trait. Boldness is Christ-centered, which first of all means you have to have a humility, a humbleness toward the Lord. You know, humbleness is not just a like bowing my head and realizing that I'm nothing. Because in God's sight, you're not nothing. You're the one who Jesus shed his blood for, gave his life for. You are somebody. You are a child of God. Come on, you have the highest position in the family as a child. Oh, the love of the Father. Glory to God. But we got to realize that real humility is a dependence upon God. And you know what happens sometimes is we get filled with the Holy Spirit. We get saved. Praise God. We get Jesus in our heart. We start, oh yeah, I'm a child of God now. Then we get the Holy Spirit. The power comes upon us. And then we start living life. And then we slip back into doing things ourselves, doing it in our own strength, doing it in our own ability. Yep, yep. We have to be reliant upon God every day in all things. Keep him in the forethought of our lives so that we can truly depend upon him. But boldness is a mark of spirit empowerment. Come on, when you are bold, when the boldness of the Lord is upon you, you will be empowered by the Spirit. It's a grace of God. And really what happens is we saw that it came upon the believers on the day of Pentecost. And it spilled over. I want to read, I always love reading Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. It's just like I never can read it enough. But let me just remind you what happened on the day of Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. They were all in one accord in one place. And this is why I'm telling you, it's important to get outside of your house. You can't get everything sitting at home by yourself. You got to get in the assembly with the believers. Come on, where we're seeking the Lord, where we're looking to God. And that's one thing I love about conferences is because sometimes you need more than just Sunday morning. I mean, we come here on a Friday night, we start digging something. Come on, we start stirring up something. Oh, and then Saturday morning comes. Oh, ho, ho. And then Sunday night, ho, ho. And before you know it, we got the fullness of what God desired. Hallelujah. So we can't put God always on our own timetable. We got to determine how really hungry for God are we. They were hungry enough to wait in that room. Just praying and seeking when they didn't even know really what was going to happen. They didn't even really know what it was going to look like. But they were hungry. They knew that God had said something. I believe that every time we get together, God has a purpose. God has an intent. And if we can really be hungry, we need to stop seeing it as it's just another Sunday. No, it's a meeting with God every time we gather together. And if you can open up your heart and have an expectation and really pull on heaven, you never know when the life-changing encounter. Yes. That's good. So I'm going to read it, Acts chapter 2, because I like it. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, come on. This was the time that the suddenly became a now. Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire. And one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. I like to read that because we need to be reminded that we are still believing for the things and even greater things than we see in the Bible. We need to be positioned and expecting that something of God is coming. Come on, that fire can enter the room. Come on, that the wind of God, resurrection power. I remember one time I was in a meeting in another country, New Zealand, and I was doing a women's conference. And I don't remember what meeting it was. It wasn't meeting number one, but we were hitting some things with the Lord. And they were up on the stage, and they were worshiping, and they had come over to me, and they said, "Now, just whenever you're ready, go up." And so I'm sitting there, you know, I'm worshiping the Lord. I'm worshiping the Lord with my whole heart. And all of a sudden the Lord said to me, there's coming a rush of power. And when he said it, I went, okay. He didn't say when it was coming. He didn't say what it was going to look like. All he said was, there's coming a rush of power. And I'm like, okay. So I just closed my eyes again. I'm going to worship the Lord. And all of a sudden, I just, you know, just by the slight unction of the Holy Spirit. Come on, you know, the one who lives in you. The one who doesn't always come as a big, blah. Sometimes he just comes as a still, small voice. Come on. The slight, I just had a slight leading that now was the time. And I began to walk. And when I hit, I was going to enter from the side of the stage. I don't know why. But when I went up, and right when I got on the side of the stage, a wind blew in. I don't know if anybody else felt it. I felt it. I don't know, on the day of Pentecost, it said it came as a mighty rushing wind. It probably had a sound. This didn't really have a sound. I haven't seen necessarily fire set on people's heads. I don't know what it was like then. But we're still contending for these things, believing for these things. And there, it was like a wind. It came from the side of me. And I'm walking across, and it's just coming. It's just, and I'm thinking, you know? This is it. All of a sudden, I just felt power. And I don't even know what I said. I just opened my mouth and said something, because these things are the work of the Lord. And all of a sudden, everywhere, it's just people started falling out. People were running. Young people were running from the back of the room. They were running to get to the altar. As they were coming down, they were falling out, and just fire. I'm talking about fire. I'm talking about Holy Ghost fire just hit the entire place. People got delivered. I found out later that the pastors were telling me that a lot of these young people had been dealing with demonic manifestations, cutting, all kinds of pastors' kids. And they were all the ones that were running down. I didn't have to make an altar call. I didn't have to try to drum up something. Come on, when the Holy Ghost gang gets together, come on, we make room for what the Lord wants to do. And it may happen in the whole assembly. It may happen just to you. It may happen just to you. I was in a meeting one time, and I don't know what was going on with people. But the minister came over and touched me on the head. And when they touched me on the head, fire went in my mouth, got on my tongue. And I just knew in that moment, divine utterance, divine, more divine utterance of God. Come on, these are the days we're living in, folks. Come on, this is what it is to live a life with the Holy Spirit. And so we see this started out in Acts chapter 2, and then, they got filled with the Spirit. They went out into the streets. People were coming to see what was going on. Peter stood up. You remember all that? Do you remember all that?
Yes.
Hallelujah. What happened on that day is God came as the wind, and he appeared as the fire to every single person in that upper room. And he infused them with a supernatural boldness. The church, who had been scared when Jesus, no one could even stand at the cross of Christ except for John. They all hid, they had run, they were scared, they were frightened. Peter had denied even knowing who Jesus was. But in that moment when the Holy Spirit came, a supernatural boldness came upon them. And instead of them hiding like they had for the previous days, now they spilled out onto the streets, speaking loudly, making almost what seemed to be a spectacle. People were coming and saying, "What is happening?" They were praising God in an unknown tongue. Peter stood up. Peter, the one who had denied Christ, Peter, the one who was always scared about what people thought, what man thought of him, stood up that day and began to make declaration from the boldness of the Lord. He began to declare, say what was happening, reveal things, challenge the people. The Bible says that his words were anointed because it cut to their heart, and they began to ask, "What do we do? What do we do?" What I see in this account is evident boldness. That the birth of the church was marked by boldness. And that it continued all throughout the book of Acts. When you go through the book of Acts, it's called the book of the apostles. But I don't see just the apostles doing this. I see everybody that was there that day came out bold, speaking the words of the Lord. It should really be called the Acts of the Holy Ghost through the church, really. And what we saw then is still happening today. Peter stood up, made the declaration, challenged them. They repented. The church grew from 120 to over 3,000 people in that one moment because boldness had come into the heart of God's people. Wow. Wow. I say it all the time, but I really mean it. This is such an exciting life. Praise the Lord. So the Bible says, you know, that Peter was basically standing up and proclaiming that what it had said in the book of Joel, he said, this is that. Well, I want you to know today, this is still that. Come on, the life that we're living is still this, it's still that, and it's still the same church. Come on, we're to be marked by boldness. Going out and about, doing things in the boldness of the Lord. Turn with me to Acts chapter 4. We are called to be bold, confident, courageous, to live by faith. Really, you can't live the fullness of your faith life without this spirit of boldness upon you. They go hand in hand. The early church prayed to be bold. When's the last time you prayed to be bold? This should be a daily part of your living. Because the faith is to be lived every day. Every day, in every moment, in every place, in every way. Faith, your faith can do something in a moment. They prayed to be bold. They expected to be bold. So, you know, when we pray, we do need to expect that we have what we pray. Why? Because we're righteous and we just boldly come in and whatever we need, we get. So we don't walk out thinking, I prayed a great prayer. I'll wait to see if it happens. No, no. Faith is that we pray, and while we're praying, we believe we receive it. Amen? So Acts chapter 4, verse 29 through 31. Let's read this. They had had an incident, basically, where some of the apostles had gotten in trouble. The authorities had taken them and told them to, they forbid them to speak in the name of Jesus. And the church family got together. The people got together, come on, to pray. We still need to be active in prayer meetings, church. Amen. It says this in verse 29, the prayer that said, now, Lord, look upon their threats, and grant to your servants that with all boldness, look at your neighbor and say boldness, that they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Who spoke the word of God with boldness? All the people that were praying. We need to get out of this mindset that this is for the ministers or this is for the leaders or the special people. Come on, every believer is to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to be bold, to be sounding forth the word of the Lord. Come on, to be living a life of faith where you, it's known that your faith toward God has gone out. They all spoke the word with boldness. You need to be able to speak the word in boldness. You need to be able to speak the word in boldness in your own life. Stop pity-patting around with just some like, oh, these little scriptures. Get bold about these scriptures. These are the words of God. God said it. He meant it. If we believe it, he'll do it. You need to boldly confess in the morning. Not just I'm confessing and hoping that something happens and you know, eventually it's going to take hold. No, boldly. I'm saying the word of God. Confidently. Assuredly. You need to confess the word. You need to be able to talk to the devil. Put him in his place boldly about your children. You need to be able to speak boldly to the mountain and make it go. Come on, you need to be able to go after the giant that's standing in front of you boldly. Don't forget there is a giant slayer in you. And my job is to stir them up tonight. Come on. And then it goes on to say in Acts 4:33, right after that, and with great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Great grace was upon them all. But again, they were together in a meeting. And I know some of you have heard my stories, but you know, I have to tell the testimonies because I am challenging the church today to be the church of the early church. We need to be seeing the things they saw, doing the things they did, seeing the results. It says they were in a place, and I believe that they were just so, it says boldness had filled them. The whole building was shaking under the power of God. Have you ever been in a meeting like that? I've been in a meeting like that where the building literally shook. We literally thought it was an earthquake. Come on, this is what we're contending for. We need to get out of our thought that we're just coming to a meeting. No, we're coming in the Spirit of God to meet together, to let God be glorified, to let the Holy Spirit come amongst us, fill us, have boldness to come upon us. I was in that meeting where the building shook under the power of God. The meeting lasted 4 hours. It's like we couldn't even stop the meeting. They were running outside and getting people off of the streets and bringing people in. Now, praise God, this is a country where I've been going to that country since, 2013. And the whole time I've been there, I only met two people who weren't saved. The country has greatly, greatly been evangelized, but they were going in and bringing people off the streets. We didn't know what kind of Jesus they believed in. We didn't know who had the Holy Ghost, but they came in and God, man, just the Lord was ministering to people. And we had testimony after testimony. We had one lady that testified that she said she had always been, her personality had been that she was very shy. She could never stand before people. She didn't like to talk to people. She always felt like she couldn't say the right thing. But she said, something came upon me. And she said, I left the meeting saying only God could do what God has done. And she found herself talking to people and telling people her testimony about Jesus. Come on, boldness ought to change you. You are going to have to do something with it. Oh, that's later on. I'll wait for that part. But here again, the great grace was upon them all. So it wasn't even in this day when the church was just starting. It wasn't only the apostles that were involved in the great move of God. It was every Christian that was filled with the Holy Ghost. Went out, began going out, telling about Jesus, bringing people out in the street to be healed, to be delivered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you were so confident in God, in this great God, if you really believed in the church that we are, you would be bringing people, or at least inviting people, every single week. Because we are in touch always with people everywhere who need something, who need a touch, who need help, who need hope. Hallelujah. Come on, church, be bold. Come on, church, be bold. We see it all over. They were rising up. If we had a true revelation of what really happened when Jesus died and rose from the grave, and then when the Holy Spirit was poured out, what we would see is the same thing as in Acts chapter 2 and Acts chapter 4. That would be our testimony. Come on, we would get bold. We would be bold. And then we would see the results of what the early church in Acts 2 and Acts 4, they got boldness. And then they saw, like in Acts chapter 3, what the man that was at the temple, the gate called Beautiful, remember that? And he was lame from his mother's birth, had never walked. Oh, but these were bold Christians. Come on, the spirit of boldness. And when they looked at him, they didn't see something that they couldn't overcome. Come on, the spirit of faith, the overcoming faith. Come on, the winning faith upon them and said, take my hand. lifted them up, and the lame man walked. Yes. Hallelujah. What about Acts chapter 5? Same church. They said that there were miracles, signs, and wonders in Solomon's porch, people being healed and delivered. Acts chapter 5, the church itself was getting supernatural help, angels showing up on the scene, bringing deliverance and help. Amen. This comes to a bold people.
Yes, it does.
This comes to a bold people. We, the righteous, are bold as a lion. I'm not talking about a faking it that falls flat on your face boldness. I'm talking about a God-generated, a Holy Ghost-distributed by the Spirit, boldness, where you bring God and all of the kingdom of God on the scene. Come on, you need to be confident that when you say the name of Jesus, come on, that all of heaven is standing to attention. Come on, that all of hell is beginning to tremble, because there's still power in that name. Power from your lips, that name out of your mouth, boldly saying, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But again, it does come from the Spirit of God. It comes from the Spirit of God. The Bible does say in Ephesians 3:19 that we're to be filled with all the fullness of God. Not just a little bit, not just a tiny measure. It's not like all of God and He's distributed amongst all of us. He's in the fullness in all of us, which is why when we come together, it's like, wah. Come on, when you get in an atmosphere like this where the spirit of faith is, come on, where the power of God is, it begins to be multiplied and things begin to happen. But it does say, the Bible says that we're to be living and moving and having our being in Him. There's something about this every day, not just waiting on a moment. The Bible does say that we're to be filled with the Holy Spirit, that we're to really live full of the Holy Spirit. I always say that really there's no living in living empty. As a believer, you don't have to live empty. You don't have to have a wilderness experience. You do not have to have a dry season. But we do have to be filled. I have found that everybody wants to be full. How many of you want to be full? We want to be full of the... But nobody wants to get filled. Come on. Come on. As long as I'm in my tent... You know, like Peter had something in his tent. He said, I'm going to keep saying this while I'm in bed. As long as I'm going to end my tent, I'm going to remind you, this life is a partnership with God.
Yes.
It is not just all up to God.
No.
We do have to have something with God. We have to have faith toward God, believe God, receive from God, want something so badly, we're going to go after it. We are to live full. If we want this boldness that's going to cause us to confidently walk through life, winning, overcoming, come on, slaying every giant, moving every mountain, we're going to have a life in the Spirit. So first you're going to have to be baptized in the Spirit, the way the Bible says it, where we're baptized with an evidence. It happens inside, but then there's an evidence. Just so that you can't say it didn't happen. There's an evidence that comes, and it's speaking in tongues, an unknown language. And usually when I'm in front of people and I hear them speak in tongues, I always make them, after they're done, I make them look at me. I say, now I heard you. So there's no denying the evidence. Because the devil hates tongues. He hates that empowerment of the Spirit coming upon you. He hates you speaking in tongues, stirring yourself up, building yourself up on your most holy faith, keeping yourself in the love of God by which everything is done. He hates that, and so he wants to steal it. So we get it, we walk out, and then we're like, did that really happen? I don't know what, maybe I didn't really say anything. Maybe I just made that up. Maybe it was just something came. So I always look them in the eye. I say, no, I heard it.
That's good.
There's an evidence when we're filled with the Holy Spirit. We need to make sure everybody in here, listen, The spirit of boldness comes by this enablement of the Spirit. If you're not able to open yourself up fully, if you're not able to obey the command, first Acts chapter 1, verse 4, I command you that you go and tarry, wait for the promise.
Yeah,
it's a command.
Yes, it is.
If we're not able to open ourselves up to receive that, whereby we can yield our tongue and let the Holy Spirit give us a supernatural language, a God language, you can become bilingual in an instant. I was in a school one time overseas with a bunch of young kids. And I wanted to share something about the Holy Spirit. And I really didn't know where I was going to start. And I just got up. And when I stood up, the Lord said, ask them if they want to speak more than one language. Every single kid in the entire school got filled with the Holy Spirit. God is a genius. Come on, He always has the right strategy. If you're sensitive to the Holy Spirit, He always has the right word. Come on. Entrance into someone's heart. Hallelujah. But we're going to have to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and then we're going to have to maintain a life in the Holy Ghost. So we have to be filled with the Spirit. We have to be filled with the Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Okay. Now, I know I'm preaching to the choir here. I know. But I don't know all of you. I don't know each one of you necessarily. There's a few faces I don't know. I want to make sure right now I can't even go any further. I got some good stuff left. God's got some good stuff. He's still got some good stuff. But I can't go any further. Till right now we just address this one thing. Right now here in the assembly, we address it together. That every believer fulfills the command of Jesus and gets this holy, powerful, supernatural gift of the enablement of the Spirit coming upon. It's like the seal is in us when we're saved. Now it's like He's going to come upon, and it's like a flood. I had been saved when I got filled with the Holy Spirit. I had been saved for 20 years, and I'm thankful that I had salvation. If something would have happened, I definitely know I would have gone to heaven. But listen, when I got the Holy Spirit, and I went down all dignified and put together, thinking I had my life together. And really, y'all know the story. I had wanted to get the Holy Spirit. I needed the Holy Spirit because I had something I couldn't fix. But I wanted it in a home because I didn't want any of that weird stuff. You have to realize I had just come from being a Baptist. And for me, getting my hand up off of the pew took several services. Seriously. So I wanted to get it at home, make sure nothing weird happened, because I was very dignified and put together. And God tricked me. Made me respond to an altar call about something totally different. And I went up there. And they never even prayed for what I went up there for. Can you imagine? They never even prayed. Who knew? I know. God knows best. Instead, what they did was they said, you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and boom, and I went boom. I mean, I didn't have time to think about every crazy thing, and I did. I got the stammer. I had spit flying everywhere. I was crying, mascara everywhere. My hair was everywhere. My nice silk dress had tear stains and snot and everything. Snot, I said it. Don't tell Pastor. But when I came up off that floor, I wasn't the same as when I went down, I can tell you that. Come on, sometimes if you'll just surrender, it's not about you having to go down, but it is about you not resisting. It is about you not saying what I will and what I want. You just go and surrender to God and let God, who knows all things and does all things wonderfully, and let Him take care of it. So right here, we're just going to settle it. I want everybody who is already part of the Holy Ghost gang, that's tongue talkers, I want you to just throw your hands in the air and leave them. Throw your hands in the air. Okay? I see a few people that don't have their hands in the air. That's all right. Okay? Oh, okay, Holy Ghost, come on, wave it around. Wave it around like we really care. Praise the Lord. Oh, we are the Holy Ghost gang. Okay, put your hands down. Now, anybody in here, I saw a few, the people that don't yet speak in tongues, this is a very holy moment We're having a lot of fun with it because the Spirit of God is fun. There's a joy in the Lord. Everything about church doesn't have to be serious. Sometimes really God does his best work in the middle of you just having a little lightheartedness. You just being able to laugh and just not try to work at something so hard. But I want to make sure I give everybody the opportunity to be filled with and speak in tongue, as the Bible says, so that we can continue on with the message. So that we can let God do something. I think God's doing something to some of you right now. It's like I can see it. Intimidation falling off. Come on, fears, worries. You just becoming more confident that God is with you. He's for you. He is going to take care of you. He is going to take care of you. He's not going to fail you. Hallelujah. So if you're not yet filled with the Spirit, we're going to give you a moment right now to do it. So we're all going to do it together. How about that? We're all going to pray the prayer together. All right? And then after we pray, the Holy Spirit, he's not going to force you. He's not going to make your mouth go like this. And you're going to have to open up your mouth. Yes. You have to let your tongue begin to move and just let the sound come out. Yes. All right? So everybody here saved? Is there anybody here that's not saved yet? The only qualification for being filled with the Spirit is that you be saved. Have Jesus as the Lord of your life. Have your spirit born again, a new creation in God, in fellowship with God. Everybody here saved. Praise the Lord. All right, we're going to be filled with the Spirit right now. If you don't mind, those that weren't yet, didn't have their hand raised, just raise your hand real quickly. I want to identify where you're at. Thank you. 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 Anybody over here? Thank you. I saw you. God has his eye on you. There's just something very special about this moment that God purposed. And there's going to come a power to your life, a power that you're unfamiliar with. But it's going to be like tangible for you. And you're going to be able to begin to sense God. It's like you're going to wake up sometimes in the morning and you're going to be able to sense God, that God is with you. It's like this is the moment when the drawing near is going to happen for you. It's going to be glorious and your life's going to change. Hallelujah. Let's pray the prayer. Don't clap. Don't clap. No, don't clap. No need to clap. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Everybody just close your eyes for just a second. Repeat this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, baptize me in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Freely you give and freely I receive right now. And everybody just begin to pray out. Begin to speak out. Set it a bay gay 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 gay, set it a bay gay gay, sort it a ba da da da, sort it a ba, sort it a ba. Just open your mouth, let the words come. Sort it a ba ga ga ga, sort it a ba da da da, re da, zay day day, show day day day, say to day, Lord. Touch her and just make sure she's got it. Sort it a ba, ride it a bed, ready to bed, raise say, di. Come on, we're doing this together. Come on, sort it a ba. Come on, when they get in those rooms and those accounts and acts where they're praying. Come on. Sota ba araba. We don't know what we're praying, but we're praying the perfect will of God. Sota ba rinde, ronde. Come on, right now you can be filled. Sota ba. Come on, you can have a fresh touch right now. Sota de bande, ha. Ha 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 robo ho. Ji ha 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 li di lay de ezebe. Lay de be seda be seda be seda be. Say to bay. Come on, keep praying. Soraba, araba. Kinda, rende, rozo, ojde, ejde, bende, donde, ede, soba, ada, rida, este, bonde, ede, Sonia, I saw, take my hand. There's a special, there's an extra enablement of God's grace and power coming upon your life, and things are going to change. Things have been rough, they've been difficult, Zoba, but there's an enablement from God. He says that you are well able. table and things are going to begin to turn. We command the turn to begin now in Jesus' name. In Jesus, things will not remain the same. You will see things differently. Your perspective will change. You'll be able to see things with the eye of faith. Know that God is there. God will cause it to be. He will work together all things for your good. You are not alone. You have not been forgotten. Sorande este. Hare meste bonde irenade. Este boda hada. Hada hada rize este. Este bonda ada ida ada ada asavada. Soraba adaba. Those that didn't have it yet. Can you look at me? Did you get it? Have you prayed in tongues? The people over here, whoever it was? Did you get it? So, Liz, put your hands on her. Put your hands on her. Everybody keep praying. Come on, keep praying. Over here. Did you get it? Did you pray in tongues? Sorande jete jete. Zinda leste bondo. Rande. Close your eyes. Just let it come. Just let it come. It comes from right here. It just comes from right here. Just let it out. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. And just think right here. That's it. That's it. Just let the sounds. Yeah, that's it right there. Just let that come. You're not going to understand it. It's not a word. That's it right there. Or lay, lay, ha. That's the Holy Ghost. Soraba. Just let it come. Sorabede. Erebede. Unro robo oste boda. Lida bada. Ada, 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 ada. Sole le le de hell. That's it. That's it. That's him. That's it. Soraba. That's your language. Osa. Ada, 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 ada. Now look at me. I heard it. I heard it. That's it. You don't hear. Your head doesn't understand it. It's from here. It's the language of God. Supernatural. Hallelujah. Close your eyes and do it again. So la la lin de le le. Just let your tongue move. So la 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 vende. La 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 lin de le 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 zing de. Ah, that's it. That's it. That's it. Ha ha. He sta deve. Hey deve. Honde va ha deve. Come on. What if boldness was coming upon you right now? Shkora inda ada 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 sonda hada 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 oske. Shede bede so ba. King da resh de bende, zete bede esh de bede harabara, harabara osa bede. Come on, it's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. Sora ba itaba. Okay, listen up. It's the Holy Spirit. He gives us power, and He gives us truth, so that we can live effectively as a Christian. I'm talking about a spirit of boldness that's coupled with a faith, a supernatural life of faith that causes you to be a witness everywhere you are. Even in your own home, you're a witness. Come on. You're a witness to what? The resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that resurrection power and life being in you. This is about a life of faith. It's about letting the Holy Spirit come upon us in boldness with power that causes us to say something, that causes us to do something. It's not time to sit back and just say, okay, sarah, whatever will be. No. The Bible says that you are the framer of your own world. Come on, you are the prophet of your own life. You've got to let boldness come upon you and you begin to make some declarations. But it's time, I believe it's time for the church to have show and tell. Did y'all used to do that? And I'm going to date myself. That's all right. I don't care anything about age because I am living here until I'm ready to go home and I'm out of here. And don't anybody shed a tear for me because I won't be a day late once I finish my race. I can guarantee it. I am not attached to the earthly life. But back in my day, we would have what they called show and tell. And you would bring something to school that you were going to show and tell about. And I believe it's time for the church. Come on. Through His people to have some show and tell. Come on, we ought to be showing God. We ought to be showing the kingdom, the power of the kingdom, that God really is who He said, that He really can do a miracle, that you really can lay hands on the sick and the sick recover at work, in the grocery store. Show and tell. Not just tell,
That's good. Right. That's good. Right.
You know, there's something about when you're trying to tell somebody, but then when you can show them. It's show and tell time. All right? We gotta listen, I see this happen sometimes with faith people, and I is one. But it's not just about saying something, and nothing ever happening.
Come on.
That is not the life of faith. The life of faith is that we live boldly, and when we make declaration, we know that the power is in it and the result comes. It might come that day. It might come 3 days later. It might come a week later. It might come a month later. Come on. Don't just be talking. Come on, connect your heart with it. If you'll do it from a place of boldness, from a place of faith, come on, God will get involved with it. We are to be bold in believing. It's time to believe bigger. Come on, church. Our believing is so, it's so small in relation to what there is for us. Come on, it's time to be bold in speaking. It's time to stop wallowing in our challenges, our difficulties, rehearsing what life's been, what's going on. Come on, it's time we call things that be not as though they are. Come on, it's time that we call the end from the beginning and expect that God, as we decree it, He will establish it. Come on, we got to be bold. We need to be bold in action. We need to be bold in loving. To just be able to love your enemies right in their face. To not get offended, to not get your feelings hurt. Oh, it's so much better. It takes some boldness. Come on, it takes some enablement of the Spirit. Glory to God. We got to be bold in praying. We got to be bold in sharing. We got to be bold in giving. You see, the truth is if we want to be bold and we want to have the enablement upon us, then we're going to have to do something. You can't just sit in your house and pray for boldness and then do nothing. You have to get your eye on something. You have to get your mouth on something. You have to start moving towards something. And I love picking out things that I can't do in myself. Because then it's when it happens, nobody can take any credit but God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God gets all the credit. Hallelujah. It's not by our might or by our strength or anything of us. So we can't have any self-sufficiency. We got to have a life in the Spirit. It's time to live bold. Hallelujah. Turn with me to 1 John chapter 4. Talking about boldness. God already calls us bold. We need to see ourselves that way. But again, still praying. You don't pray something one time always and then that's it. You never pray it again. Right? I mean, things that like with the love of God, something we're supposed to walk in all the time, right? We're praying that our love would increase more and more. We pray about the love of God. We ask the Lord, you know, help us, let our love walk grow, you know, whatever we need to do. We need to just pray it one time. Same way of boldness. Need to be praying for it, believing, expecting, and then looking for something, looking for a way to apply it, something to step out. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. It's talking about love here. So you have to remember, love is the catalyst of everything.
Yes.
Everything has to come from the motive of love. Our faith works by love.
Yes.
And so love is huge. I mean, here at this church, we are like big on the love walk.
Yes.
We are like, we expect the love to abound. Hallelujah.
Thank God.
But the Bible actually says that perfect love casts out all fear. And we know that fearlessness is a part of boldness. And so there's something about the love of God. You know, before the Holy Spirit came in the New Testament, the believers, even though they had walked with Jesus, seen with Jesus, there was just a lot of times they were intimidated. But once Jesus went to the cross and the Holy Spirit came, God came, it says the love of God was shed abroad in their heart. Love entered into them. And then on the day of Pentecost, they were empowered with the Spirit upon them. Something about that love and that power together makes us bold. And so this scripture is talking about a love that's perfected in us, makes us that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. In other words, we don't have to worry about anything coming in the day of judgment because we are so right with God. We know that. We know that God loves us. God is for us. Amen. And we're loving God back. Yes. But remember, you can't love God right until you understand His love for you.
That's right.
Maybe you need to stop telling God so much about how much you love Him and start praying about how much He loves you. Because once you get so filled up with the perfect love of how much God loves you, everything changes. And you're so bold because now God loves me. God is with me. God is for me. He's never mad at me. He's never against me. He's never withholding from me. Boldness. We have boldness. And then look at this. It says, why? Are you ready? We have boldness because as He is, so are we in this world. I'm going to say it again. Let it sink in. As Jesus, the King of glory, the one who is seated at the right hand of God the Father, full of all wisdom and power and glory, as He is right now, so are we one day. So are we when we get to heaven. So are we in this world. In this world. That's why we can be bold. Because as He is, so are we. As He's full of wisdom, so are we. As He's full of power, so are we. As He's bold, so are we. As He's full of life, so are we. As He's full of love, so are we. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, life will swallow up death. You do know that, right? Life will swallow up death. If you can get a revelation of the life that Jesus is, He is the resurrection and the life, and that that life is in you, you won't deal with sickness. Because as He is, whole and complete, so are we. How is He right now? He is ruler over the devil, the world, you are. You have dominion over. You have overcome the devil. You've already overcome him. You're not fighting him. You've already overcome him. If you will just get bold, stand up in who you are in Christ, knowing who God is, use the word of God that is sharper than any two-edged sword, that'll cut and slay any giant that's in front of you. Believe it as you say it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is an awesome life we're living. It's awesome how we're living. Bold as He is now, so we're read. That means there's no reason to ever have fear. There's no reason for timidity. There's no reason to be a coward about anything. There's never a reason to shrink back. There's only a reason to be confident, assured. There's only a reason to have faith, to go forward, to do everything that God has told you to do. There's no, if God has told you to do something, whether it's written in the Word, if it's written in the Word, you can do it. If God has spoken something to your heart, you can do it. Whatever it takes to do it is already in you. It's just a matter of activating it. Come on. It's a matter of letting it come out. It's a matter of believing it and acting upon it. As He is, wow, so are we now. So are we. Okay, I'm going to wrap up with these three points. Are you ready? Are you with me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're priming the pump.
Yes. Come on.
Why can we be bold? Why can we be bold? Because we have a covenant with God.
Yes.
Hebrews 13, 5 and 6 says this. Hebrews 13, verse 5 and 6 says, for He Himself has said, yes. For He Himself,
yes.
Not your pastor,
right. He Himself.
Not the preacher that you admire, not your spouse,
yes.
not your best friend, not your mama. He himself has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. He will never forsake you. He will never let you down. He will never turn his back. He will never turn his back on your prayer. He will never turn his back on your faith. He will never, ever forsake you. And if we know he's not going to forsake us, then we can say some things. We can do some things. We can make some things happen. As God would see fit, we can do it. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so we may boldly say, because we have a covenant, because he himself has said he's never going to leave us or forsake us, we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper. Every day we get up, the Lord is my helper. Come on, I'm not contingent upon anything else. The Lord is my helper. Come on, the creator of heaven and earth is here for me to help me, to assist me, to come alongside me. And that makes me bold. What it means today is I win. Today I win. Today I get up and I look in the mirror and I win. I don't care what happens, I win, because God has said to boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Come on, we need to get something out of our mouth and boldly say, come on, boldly say, the Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is my. Not all just your, my, specifically my helper. If God is for me, who can be against me? Come on, if God is my helper, what can stand in the way? Come on, if God is my helper, what can man do to me? Wow. Wow, we already had a word from the Lord this year. I know some of you are not from Houston Faith Church. That's okay. You can take this word if it hits your heart. And the word was that the cry for help has already gone out. And help is coming. Great help from the great I am. This year, into situation, into lives. Great help from the great I am. Why don't you just boldly say it? Come on, why don't you just boldly say it? Come on, things are changing for you. Come on, mountains are moving for you. Come on, giants are falling. The Lord is my helper. I will boldly say. I will say it. I will say it. Devil, I boldly say. The Lord is my helper. Hallelujah. We're bold as a lion. We have a covenant with God. If you can get that out of your mouth every day and start saying, I boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Zoom, all of a sudden, the giant slayer. Come on, this will make you want to get out of bed every day. Come on, this will make you want to run into some devil somewhere. Why can we be bold? We have a covenant with God. Number two, we have promises from God. He's made an agreement, the one who can't lie, and then he says, I'm giving you a whole bunch of promises. I'm going to already go ahead and tell you how good it is. I'm going to tell you how blessed you are. I'm going to tell you how healed you are. I'm going to tell you how redeemed you are. I'm going to tell you how free you are. I'm going to tell you how all your needs are met. I'm going to go ahead and tell you all of it. I'm going to go ahead and make a promise on it. He's made promises. The one who can't lie has made promises. That means I can be bold. It means when my body starts acting up, I don't have to get scared. Oh, no, I wonder. No. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is my physician. The Lord has already said that by the stripes of Jesus, I already was healed. And if I was healed, it means I am healed. The Lord has already said I will fulfill the number of my days in hell. Come on. promises. And every one of you, yes and amen, and yes and amen, and yes and amen, and yes and amen. The bold and the beautiful. And lastly, because God through the Spirit is with us everywhere we go. He never leaves us. Fear not, I'm with you. Be not dismayed, I'm your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you. He's always with us everywhere we go. Every morning we wake up, God is there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think boldness should be, you know, a lot of people get on the armor. I love the armor. I don't necessarily like, I used to, you know, in the beginning, but now I kind of am aware of the armor. So I don't have to necessarily put it on every single day, but I'm aware of it. And when I need it, it's there. Got my belt on. I'm just going to walk in the truth right here. Just going to walk in the truth. But we need to be more active with our wanting to be bold, because bold is part of our faith, and faith is what pleases God. Faith is how we live this side of heaven. It's all about our faith in God, our faith life with God. Hallelujah. And so we can be bold because we have a covenant with God, because we have promises from God, and because God through His Spirit is with us everywhere we go. Hallelujah. Stand up on your feet. Could you guys play? Maybe could you play for me? Rest on us. Rest on it. Maybe slow it down a shade, but let's play it. We're just going to, hallelujah. Come on, we're going to, this is a moment. Come on, we get into something like this. There's already a promise in the Bible. And it says that the Lord will work and confirm the word. He'll work with the word and confirm the word. I believe that tonight everybody can walk out of here with another level of boldness. There's nobody here that has to walk out, be struggling with something. Right now, boldness can come upon us. And I don't know how it might look for you. It might be very quiet in the moment. You know, you might end up kneeling at your chair and something just radically on the inside. It might overtake you and you no telling what. But this is it. We're going to activate what we believe, what we've preached, that this comes by the Spirit. And the Bible says that if we will just connect with the Spirit, come on, that we can be filled with the Spirit, empowered by the Spirit. So everybody just begin to lift up your hands. Come on, right now. Just begin to cry out to the Lord. How about you praying for boldness? Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to you tonight as the faith-filled and the Holy Ghost gang. And Father, we say we want more boldness. We want the boldness of the Lord. We let boldness come upon us right now. Come on, just let boldness come upon you. Come on, let it come upon you right now. Come on. Come on, believe it. Come on, you're activating something. Come on, going to a new level. Wasn't there a saying that said one time, to go boldly where no man has gone before? Where does that come from? Star Trek. Come on. Any Trekkies? I'm not a Trekkie. Any Trekkies? Come on. How about we decide tonight that we're going to boldly go? How about we apply that? Come on. That you in your life, how about determining right now that you're going to boldly go in God where you've not gone before? That you're going to boldly go with God somewhere you've not gone before? How about declaring in your life, I'm going to boldly do something in the Lord that I've not done before. Tonight I'm making a decision. I'm going to go out and find someone that needs to be healed in the grocery store, and I'm going to lay my hands upon them and boldly declare that healing power comes. How about you boldly saying, tonight I'm going to do something for the Lord I've never done before. Come on. Come on, be bold, be bold. We're going to be bold. Let the boldness of the Lord come. Now listen, if you know that you have been supposed to do something and you've been struggling, stepping out, believing, number one, can I even really do it? Maybe feeling like you don't have the resources. Maybe feeling like, you know, you don't have the plan. Whatever, if that's you, I want you to come up here. Come up here tonight. If you know you need to do something that you haven't stepped into yet, make a line for me, yeah. Come on, just lift your hands. Just lift your hands and be thanking God. Thanking God. Thanking God. Thanking God. Thanking God. Sova hada hede hede. Come on, I expect that when I lay my hands upon you, come on, that there's an enablement of the Spirit. Come on, there's a release. There's a release. There's a release to step in. Come on, to step in. To step up. Come on, you are well able. You are well able. Sore, baby. Come on, if you're out there, extend your hands toward them. Come on, extend your hands toward them. Come on, we're expecting the Spirit of God. Boldness, boldness, bold as a lion. To boldly proclaim. Come on, boldly act. Come on, boldly move in the Lord. Be bold, be bold in the Lord. Be bold in Jesus' name. It all goes, it goes, it changes now. Timidity, leave, go. Be bold in Jesus' name. Yes, Annie. Come on, start on that end. Sora de ha ha ha. Oh, there's a fresh fire for you. Come on, things are being stirred up. Come on, things. God has said some things long ago, and because of situations and circumstances, you feel like they, you know, like what happened, Lord? What happened? Now is the season, the Lord says. Fresh fire is coming, and a fresh wind of the Spirit to blow upon the things of God that are in your heart. So be bold, be bold. Be bold, be bold. Be bold. The Lord says, say it and I will answer it. Ah! Ho, show, show, ho, ho. I see it, Lord, I see it. Ha, I see it. Ho, the giant slayer, the giant slayer. Ha, 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 ha. No more even just sitting and waiting. No, you're going to run. You're going to run at your giant. So, re de, ha, ha. Intimidated her.